T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone, we'll pay it off up to $650, only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
He's the home inspector, and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn, and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us now in the KFJO Morning Crew studio. He is a home inspector. Good morning to you, Lars.
Morning.
They're already popping in some questions in the text club. We'll get the phone lines open. Laney studio lines are open. If you have questions for Lars, now's the time to call. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in to 35270.
Well, let's get to work, Lars. Let's start off on the floor. Floor heat pumps, when the boiler kicks in, bump, bump.
You know, it's hard to say without hearing it, but commonly, like, thumping noises from a boiler system could indicate that there is air in the system. And I would just recommend to have it serviced, have someone come on, take a look at it and go through it, make sure the pressure is right, temperature is right, and you don't have too much air in the pipes. That could be why, but it's hard to say sitting here.
Okay. Inspection sounds nice and simple, though.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah, right.
And if there's an issue, they can fix it right there.
It shouldn't be a big problem.
When it comes to thumps and a furnace, at what point does the thump become concerning? Is it how often it happens, how loud that it is, it a combination of both?
Oh, it's so hard to say. It could just be the ductwork that's maybe expanding and popping sometimes for a furnace, and just usually not a serious problem. It's just a bad.
Do you replace a furnace before it dies? I mean, do you say, okay, I've had this furnace for 15 years, for 25 years, I might as well get a new furnace?
Not really. I would say you just want to go with it until it dies out, unless you have like a really old oil furnace or an electric furnace you want to convert to gas to lower your heating costs. That could maybe be a reason to do that. But otherwise, I would just run it until it doesn't.
I like the way you think. It ain't broke. Why would I want to replace it?
Right.
I hear you. Lars, somebody's wondering, how many solar panels can be put on a residential home without causing structural damage? Any idea?
No, that's a great question. I don't know how much those solar panels weigh. We don't really see those a lot. Maybe I'll see one house a year.
Really?
But it also depends on the roof structure. Like, how is the roof structure built? How heavy are those solar panels? I don't know the answer to that.
I would imagine that could be something perhaps they can investigate themselves on the internet.
You kind of have to go through it, and maybe it's a good idea to have a structural engineer to kind of calculate the weight. What kind of roof do you have, too? You have to kind of figure out what's the load on your roof, and also calculate in, you know, snow weight and see how much the roof structure can handle.
Our Laney's studio line is open at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text your question in to 35270. Speaking of structure, let's talk about wood foundations, Lars.
Yeah. You know, the houses in Fargo-Moorhead are most commonly built with a block foundation and the poured concrete foundation. I would say in the 80s, kind of the wood foundation got introduced to our area. And there are a lot of homes with a wood foundation and a lot of people out there with a big concern about the wood foundation. They have heard bad things about it. It's going to rot. It's going to fail. Termites, all kinds of stuff. First off, we don't have termites here, so that shouldn't be a concern.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
But the wood, you know, it's been tested, and there's pressure treated wood that's used, and they say it's supposed to last up to 100 years. And we could see a poured foundation that failed after 15 years.
Sure.
Most of the block foundations that we have around here from the, you know, 40s and the 50s already have failed, and they are already braced up and repaired. Or if they're not, they're likely going to have to be braced up and repaired. Mm-hmm. So generally don't really have any huge concerns with a wood foundation, but the one thing that's super important with a wood foundation is to make sure your soil next to the foundation is as dry as possible. And it has to do with our clay soil. I have probably seen out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wood foundations I have looked at, maybe a couple that failed from improper installation, and probably 5 to 10 that failed just to pressure, excessive pressure from the soil due to poor water control. With a wood foundation and any other foundation too, you need to have good drainage. You need to have good guttering systems. You need to have a downspout extension. It's so important to bring the water away.
Is there an advantage to a wood foundation?
I think a wood foundation will absorb a little bit more of that soil pressure that we have here.
A little more flexibility.
A little bit more flexibility. Like with a concrete or a block, it's a little bit of pressure on those walls. They might crack, and now we have a crack that allows water to get through, while the wood foundation can absorb that movement. So to me, it almost doesn't matter what type of foundation you have. If you don't maintain your drainage around your foundation will eventually fail with the type of soil that we have. And the problem we see is that probably 9 out of 10 houses we look at have poor drainage or one or several walls, because people associate having water or having negative grade or poor drainage with having water in their basement. So if they don't have water in their basement, like, why should I fix my grade? Or, we don't have any problems anyway. But the wood failure of the foundation is something you might not necessarily see.
Interesting.
It's gradually, slow. We'll find out, though, when I look at your house when you're selling it. That's usually when it comes up.
And okay.
People are like, whoa.
And we actually got a text message in from a listener that has a wood foundation. Just have to make sure my sump pump is working good.
Yeah. Control the water. Get the water away from the structure. That's the key with a wood foundation and all other types of foundations as well.
And somebody questioning whether, are you sure we don't have termites around here? My deck at home was taking a toll on the wood deck. They've replaced it now with that Forever deck.
Oh, sure.
there's some, like, I mean, maybe they're not termites, but there's also like ants, fire ants or something that eat away at stuff.
There are other insects, but as far as I know, we have never had, there's never been a record of any termites any further north up here than southern Minnesota.
Or at least infestations or anything like that.
We typically don't see any of that here.
Okay. And then somebody else texting in on the wood foundation, very popular topic here. It costs less in most years than concrete, easier to finish the inside. Is that why we see that a lot then?
Absolutely. It's more cost effective to build them.
Lars, if somebody wants to get a home inspection done, how do they get a hold of you? And then do they have to plan like 2 months out, a week out? What's the timeline?
So the timeline kind of varies. I would say we're able to fit people in within a week or two.
Okay.
Check out our website. The inspection can be scheduled there. Or give us a call at 701-566-1446.
Very good. Lars, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Time just goes so fast. That's Lars Knobloch. He's a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. He joins us here on the KFGO Morning Crew every Tuesday right around 6:40.